It's been 4 years since DRC authorities issued an arrest warrant for a Mai Mai militia leader accused of crimes against humanity. Nevertheless, he remains at large. Human Rights Watch has released what it says is new information about crimes committed by the militia. The rights group says the NDC rebels, commanded by Intabo Intibiri Sheka, are accused of killings, mass rape, mutilations, and child abductions. It says the worst of the abuses occurred between August 2012 and November 2013 in and around Pinga, a town bordering the Walikele and Misisi territories. In July of 2011, UN peacekeeping officials tried to arrest Sheka when he sought medical attention in Goma in North Kivu province. However, he escaped. Human Rights Watch says he was possibly tipped off by Congolese army personnel who had a close relationship with him. Human Rights Watch's senior Congo researcher, Ida Sawyer, says NDC attacks continue. She says capturing Sheka remains difficult.
It's partly been difficult because he's operating in a very remote region and it's difficult to find him. But it's also the case that he has shifting alliances and at various times support from Congolese army officers and also support from individuals in Rwanda and alliances with other armed groups operating in eastern Congo. And he's been able to take advantage of these different ports to help him evade capture over the years.
Sawyer describes some of the crimes Sheka and his militia are accused of committing.
Sheka's group, the NDC, along with two other armed groups, carried out a brutal mass rape. Nearly 400 civilians were raped between July 30th and August 2nd, 2010, in a series of 13 villages in Walikale territory. Since then, Sheka's troops have continued to carry out a number of vicious killings, and they often have cut off the body parts of those they kill and later parade the legs or heads or other body parts of the victims around town, chanting ethnic slurs.
They're also accused of forcibly recruiting child soldiers and abducting civilians.
They've also abducted a number of women and girls who they are holding as sex slaves, forcing them to be the wives of combatants. Dozens of these young girls, some as young as 12, are still being held by the group as sex slaves in the forest of Walikale.
The list goes on.
In one of the most brutal incidents in recent years, the NDC abducted 30 people, including 20 young school children, from a primary school in Butumuri village in Walikale territory. And they forced these young students to march through the forest for days, and those who were too tired or weak were killed by the NDC fighters.
Human Rights Watch has called on Congolese authorities and the UN mission to step up efforts to arrest Sheka and bring him to justice. It also wants an investigation to learn which groups and individuals are supporting the NDC rebels. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.